My name is James McMahon, the CEO of the Collider.
Okay, great. And you came from NOAA, is that right?
That's right. Yes, I spent 6 years working as a contractor for NOAA and was very privileged to see how government and the climate science works from the inside.
You know, the Collider is a pretty new entity, so this is sort of a high-profile visit for you guys, for sure, with Chelsea Clinton coming. What does that say to you about the status of the Collider? It's really in its infancy, almost.
We are really excited about the future of the Collider. As you know, climate is an enormous issue, and it turns out that here in Asheville, we have some of the world's leading climatologists. So the Collider is an innovation center focused on climate solutions. We are accelerating the growth and the development of climate products and services here that will serve businesses and communities and help them understand how climate impacts them, what they need to know and what they need to do about it. So Ms. Clinton's visit is wonderful because it shows the commitment of her campaign to this issue.
And how did this event come about? Did you initiate or did they reach out and contact you all?
The campaign was very interested in coming to Asheville, and when it was learned that they wanted to talk about clean energy, there's no better place than the Collider. When you're talking about climate and energy innovation, this is where it all needs to happen.
The other day, we reached a milestone of 400 parts per million as a minimum of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere. That's a really grim milestone, obviously. What was your initial take when you saw that statistic? I mean, I guess you know, as someone who's involved in climate science, you probably weren't very surprised by it, but what does it feel like when you witness that?
You're right that we all saw this coming. However, it just highlights the importance of our reaction to the problem and understanding how climate affects us, our businesses, our communities, our lives and our livelihoods, and what we can do not only to reverse the trend, but also to adapt to our current climate. We're not very well adapted to our current climate, as you can see from the Baton Rouge floods just a few weeks ago, causing tremendous damage. NOAA keeps track of the billion-dollar disasters, climate, weather and climate disasters that cost over $1 billion each, and those are going up and up, and so we need to learn how to adapt even to those, our current climate.
What are some of the things that the Collider is working on?
Yes, we have three main focuses. The first is innovation, and we have a beautiful co-working space for climate entrepreneurs, as well as an event space where we hold all kinds of educational and collaborative events. The second thrust is collaboration, where we bring together scientists, engineers, technologists, even business people and marketing people and communications people to help solve the hard problems that can't be solved by one discipline alone. And the third piece is education. And we're at the current time, we're working on all kinds of programs from kindergarten all the way through adults. We call it K to Gray. And we have a number of public programs that are going on all the time. I would encourage anybody to come and learn about them at thecollider.org, which is our website, and they're programs available for everybody to jump in on.
You know, this is something of a political event. Does the Collider itself, you, take any position politically, endorse anything like that?
No, we're a nonpartisan, non-advocacy, nonprofit.
And my last question, this is more probably policy and a tougher question, but with the Asheville plant converting over to natural gas, as Duke Energy is currently doing, there does seem to be this push, and the Obama administration has sort of embraced natural gas. But recently, a number of environmentalists have brought up the problems with natural gas and emissions of methanes into the atmosphere and how harmful those can be. What do you think of the push for natural gas? And is it, as people say, is it a bridge to a cleaner energy future? Or is it as harmful as some people are saying?
We have several scientists and experts who are working very hard in understanding exactly what the mix of energies, what the implications are of a broad mix of energy sources.
Okay. All right. Well, Mr. McMahon, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you.